Welcome to Shomer Shalom Daf from Sochim Daf Ayin. The Gemara with base towards the top of the page brings the Yehuda ben Dursoi Pirish Hu v'Dursoi Bnoi. Yehuda ben Dursoi and his son Dursoi left the Chachamim and they went and they sat in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because they disagreed with the Chachamim that said the Chagiga doesn't come in Shabbos. And they were and Yehuda ben Dursoi and his son left the Chachamim because of this. Now, Rav came to explain what Ben Dursoi says, and then the Gemara brings a lashon. Rav Ashi says, "V'anon taime de prushim niku v'nifresh." We'll go and explain the prushim, the people that left the Chachamim. We're not going to explain them. Now, this led the Seder HaDoyros to say that Yehuda Ben Dursoi was a tzduki, meaning he left the Chachamim because he was against them, and he went to become a tzduki. But many of the Mefarshim disagree with Seder HaDoyros because the fact that Rav explains Yehuda ben Dursoi shows he wasn't a tzduki. He left the Chachamim, he left the group of the Chachamim, was Poyrish, but he wasn't a tzduki. And Rav Hyman in his Sefer told us Tanim HaMaroim, he used a very strong language against the Seder HaDoyros, Shorali Marei, meaning he has to get Mechil of HaMakadosh Baruch Hu to say that Yehuda ben Dursoi was a tzduki. But I found the Maritz Chayes in Baba Kama says something fascinating. The Gemara Baba Kama Tefim Bey says, Ki osso Rav Chagai Midroimo, Rav Chagai came from the south. Says the Maritz Chayes, we many times find in Shas this concept of coming from the south, going to the south. There's a sefer called Meir Nesiv, which is printed in the new Gemaras in the back. And it brings here in our sugya all the places the Gemara quotes the south. What was the south? Says the Maritz Chayes that the people living in the south were the people that left the Chachamim. The main yeshiva, the main place of learning, was in Yerushalayim, Kibitzion, Tetzei Torah. The people that didn't fit the main system, that did not agree with the main mahalach, they went to the south. And the first one who did it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Dursoi in Ar Gemara. He went to the south and he opened there a yeshiva for all the people that were outcast. The one that did not fit the main system. The Maritz Chayes brings a Yerushalmi here in Psachim that says that we do not teach Torah for the people that come from the south. And this fits with our Gemara earlier in the Masech that says we don't teach Torah to people from Lud. Because Lud was the south. So Lud and the south is the same thing. Where there was a yeshiva for what we call today the dropouts. The ones that did not fit the main system. And really there was a disconnect between the main Torah of Eretz Yisrael and the Dorm. And sometimes we say the people that came from the Dorm still fit the system. That's what the Maritz Chayes says. And I think according to this, comes out a very beautiful pshat in the Gemara in Yevam Mustaf Samech Beis. Because the Gemara tells us there Rabbi Akiva and 24,000 Talmidim. And they all died between Pesach and Atzeres. And then Rabbi Akiva went, his 5 Talmidim, who did he go to? The Rabbi Seinu Shebedor. He went to the people in the south and he taught them Torah, and they're the ones that started and spread Torah all over the world, the Torah Rabbi Akiva. Now one can ask, who were these 5 Rabbi Seinu Shebedor? Why didn't they learn originally Rabbi Akiva? But according to Maritz Chayes, comes out that people that were in the Dorm did not fit the main system. Rabbi Akiva had the 24,000 Talmidim. They were the main Moisri HaTorah. They were the ones that belonged to the main yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But they all died. So who was left? The outcasts. The ones that belonged to a yeshiva which was not part of the main system. The ones which were in the Dorm. Rabbi Akiva went there and taught them Torah. And they're the ones who spread Torah all over the world. If this is true, there's such a tremendous message to learn from here regarding the people that maybe don't fit the main system. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.